Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the Qalam Institute podcast, Stories of the Prophets. This Ramadan, Qalam is committed to provide education and programs to all aspects of our local community as well as across the world. To help in this effort and invest in your Sadqa Jariyah, visit supportqalam.com and help us expand our efforts. Jazakallah khair and thank you for your continued support. Assalamu alaikum.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله it's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we find ourselves once again in the blessed month of Ramadan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to gather and congregate for the purpose of prayer and worship and so every year during Salat al-Taraweeh We have the reflection, the reminder, the khatira, the talk after 8 rak'at. And what I try to do is pick a particular theme and then we explore that theme in the Quran in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this particular year, the theme that I wanted to explore in the Quran is the stories of the prophets that are mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقُّ وَمَوْعِظَةٌ وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ That all of these stories that we are telling you, Allah is addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all of these stories that we are telling you, مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ This is something that will give strength and confirmation to your heart. And truth and a very powerful reminder has come to the believers in these stories. Allah tells us in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ That within these stories there is a powerful connection. Ibra is often translated as a reflection, a realization. However, in the Arabic language, al-ubur is also the word that refers to crossing from one side to the other. So there are connections that have to be made, that can be made, that are found between the Quran, these stories of the prophets, and between our lives and what we are living and experiencing as an ummah. And so in light of everything that is transpiring in the world, everything that the ummah is experiencing, I felt that it would be very appropriate and very beneficial for us to reflect upon the stories of these prophets in the Quran as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do 1400 years ago as he faced the different challenges of his time. So, and while there's a lot of detail to the different prophets and their stories, I'm going to keep the conversation to what we find in the Quran. So the very first story that we're going to look at and explore is, of course, the story of Adam alayhi salam, the very first human being and also the very first prophet of Allah. And this is also the very first story that is presented in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. So in Surah Al-Baqarah, in ayah number 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when Allah created Adam alayhi salam, what exactly transpired at that time? وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً When Allah said to the angels that I will place a successor, a vicegerent, a representative of God's will and God's authority on the earth, قَالُوا أَتَجَعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ When they looked at the human being and the nature of the human being, that this will be a creature that will have this heart and this mind and this soul, but will also have all these lusts and desires and wants and needs and necessities, they recognized that this human being will also have the capacity for evil. So they inquired, they said, Our Lord, are you going to place someone in the earth who will cause havoc within the earth and who will shed blood within the earth? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ And we praise and glorify you, our Lord. That they were saying that our Lord, if there is a need, if there is a situation where someone is needed to go and praise and glorify you upon the earth, then we are here at your service. But this human being will also create evil on the earth. And Allah responded to their objection by saying, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, I know that which you do not know. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Now Allah decided to demonstrate to the human being what Allah decided to demonstrate to the angels what is remarkable about this human being. And Allah demonstrated that to the angels through a particular exercise. That exercise was Allah listed to Adam alayhi salam, He taught Adam alayhi salam الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, the names of everything. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and then also presented them similarly to the angels. فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, and then Allah said, I have presented to you the names of all these things. List all of these names back to me. And the angels responded by saying, سُبْحَانَكَ, all glory belongs to you, O Allah. لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا, we have no knowledge except for what you have given us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ, indeed you are all knowing and all wise. Their point was, by you presenting all of these things to us, we were not able to so quickly and immediately grasp them and learn them and basically inherit that knowledge immediately. But then Allah turned to Adam alayhi salam and He said, Ya Adam, أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ, why don't you tell them the names of all these different things? فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ, Adam alayhi salam was able to list out all the names of all the things that Allah had just given him a glimpse of. The idea again demonstrates, the idea here is that Adam alayhi salam demonstrated the human capacity for gaining and for acquiring and for being able to increase in knowledge and understanding. Right, that the human being has this remarkable capacity. The angels might be a lot more pious. They might be a lot more devout. They might be a lot more compliant than the human being is. The human being is riddled with all these other things that weigh the human being down. But the human being possesses one major quality above the angels. And that is, when the angels are created, when they are put into their work, they will do that work with perfection, but they will never grow beyond that capacity. Whereas the human being in that moment, it was demonstrated, it was proven, it was shown that the human being has this remarkable potential that Allah has given the human being, that where the human being starts is not where that human being will finish. But that human being can grow, can increase, and can do remarkable things that might not have seemed possible just yesterday for that human being. And that is the potential of the human being. It is the potential of the human being that made the human being so special. And that was embodied within Adam alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمَّ قُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ, did I not tell you, I know the unseen of the heavens and the earth, and I know that which you disclose and that which you keep hidden within you. Then Allah says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah commanded the angels to bow in front of Adam, to demonstrate that the human being is the center of the universe. The human being is the focal point of Allah's creation. And as far as the question that might arise, the angels bowing to the human beings, I thought we're only supposed to bow before Allah. Absolutely. That is a part of the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ to us. We do not bow in front of anyone other than Allah. But this gesture of bowing was allowed by Allah to demonstrate superiority and virtue. So nonetheless, Allah commanded the angels to bow before Adam. And they all complied. And now we're introduced to a new player within this particular story. And that new player is Iblis. كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِ, he was from another creation of Allah called the jinn. They are created from fire. And they are very similar to the human being, where they can be righteous, وَأَنَّا مِنَّ الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ, but they can also be evil. They have that same potential like the human being. But this particular jinn, his name was Iblis, Shaitan. He was so pious that he used to occupy space amongst the angels. He used to live amongst the angels. And so when all the angels bowed in front of Adam, according to compliant with the command from Allah, Iblis refused. Iblis would not do it. Aba wastakbara. He refused and he was arrogant. The Quran tells us in other places that he objected by saying, خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارُ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. I'm better than him. He was created now. I have been worshipping for all this time. You created me from fire. You created him from clay. I am superior. وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. And he was arrogant. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And he became a disbeliever. He was disobedient to Allah. And he directly defied and disobeyed Allah. And he fell out of favor with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and again the narration, the verses of the Quran tell us what ultimately happens with shaitan is Allah curses him. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ اللَّعْنَةَ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. That he was cursed by Allah, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَانْذُرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْضَرِينَ. That fine, Allah said that you will have time until the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, to live and in the world. And he finally made the vow, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. That I will make every effort until my final moment in this world to try to lead this human being astray that became the cause of my downfall, because he still did not grasp his own fault. Shaitan did not grasp his own fault. He was looking for someone else to blame. It has to be somebody else's fault. Somebody else did it. Adam did it. It's his fault. But he would not accept his fault. So he said, I will do everything in my power to lead this human being astray. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Adam alayhi salam, Allah created for Adam alayhi salam a spouse, his wife, Hawa. And Allah told them, Uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. Now you go and live in paradise. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. You may eat and enjoy yourself in paradise however you wish. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. But they were given a test. The test was, do not go near this particular tree. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. If you do so, then you will be committing an error. You will be disobeying Allah. فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا. But then shaitan dissuaded them. Shaitan persuaded them to go and consume from that tree. And they went and they ate. فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا. They ate from the tree. And the result of that was, فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ. That they were removed from paradise. And Allah said, وَقُلْنَا اهْبِتُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ. Go down onto the earth, and human beings and shaitan will be locked in this battle until the end of time. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ. And the earth will be your home and your abode. وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. And your provisions will be provided you on the earth until the time is written for you to go back to your Lord. But now Adam alayhi salam was on the earth. And Adam alayhi salam had committed this indiscretion. He had made this error. وَعَصَىٰ آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَقَوَىٰ. He had made this error. He had eaten from the tree that Allah had forbidden him from. But Adam alayhi salam, different than shaitan, was so remorseful. He was so regretful. He was riddled with this remorse and this regret, this internal pain, that I disobeyed my Lord. I made the mistake that my Lord forbade me from. I did this wrong. I made a mistake. I must make amends. You know, there's this idea about the ego of the human being. يَقُولُ أَنَا أَنَا. The Prophet ﷺ said the human being says, my, I. مَالِي, مَالِي, mine. And the Prophet ﷺ said, this is a problem. We have to work this out of ourselves. But the one place where it is not only allowed, it is praiseworthy for the human being to talk about himself, for the human being to claim something, to point to himself, to speak in the first person, to say, I, my. is when the human being talks about his or her mistakes. I did this. I made this mistake. My mistake. My error. My sin. That's the place where it's praiseworthy. That's the kind of pointing to oneself that is beautiful to Allah. That makes a person beloved to Allah. And that's what Adam alayhi salam did. And he kept repenting and repenting. And Allah tells us, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. Then Allah gave Adam the words to repent with. And the Qur'an tells us those words in Surah number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 23. قَالَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Adam and Hawa, they said, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. We made a mistake. And if you do not forgive us, and you do not have mercy on us, we indeed will be ruined. We will not survive this. And Allah tells us, فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their repentance. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And Allah is the one who always accepts repentance. He always accepts repentance. That's one of the du'as that's always answered by Allah. That, oh Allah, forgive me. Allah will always forgive us. Ar-Rahim. Because His mercy knows no limits. قُلْ نَهْبِتُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are forgiven. However, you will continue to occupy on and you will continue to live within the earth. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى. But I will not leave you on your own. Guidance from me will come to you. Messengers and prophets will come to you. My word and my speech and my kalam, my book will come to you. It will be given to you. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ. If you listen, if you believe, if you follow, if you heed what it says, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Then there will be no fear upon you and you will have nothing to grieve. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا. But if you disbelieve and you reject the ayatina, our signs, our verses, this message that we are giving you, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Then those people will be the inhabitants of the fire of hell. May Allah protect us all. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And they will be therein for all of eternity. May Allah protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to heed the guidance of the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to listen and understand and believe and follow the guidance of the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to always see our own faults. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to always seek forgiveness and repentance for the mistakes that we've made. May Allah protect us from the traps of shaitan. May Allah protect us from the arrogance that is the trait of the shaitan. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to practice everything that's been said and heard. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.